The city's public schools open for class on Thursday. But do you know at what time? Hundreds of schools have changed their schedules to give teachers more time to work with their colleagues or meet with parents. But WNYC's Beth Fertig reports that the changes, even if it's just a 20 to 40 minute difference, are causing headaches for many New York families.
As a single mother who works, Anjani Nareen doesn't get a lot of evening time with her 8-year-old daughter, Emma.
How is it there? Mm-hmm. Yummy in the tummy?
She typically gets home around 7 p.m. Nareen says evenings in their small Long Island City apartment are often spent reading one of Emma's books together before her 9 p.m. bedtime.
During the reading is when we talk. Like, we'll sit there for an hour, and it's not just about the book, it's about everything else. You know, everything in her life comes out in that hour.
But Nareen says she's now going to insist on an earlier bedtime, at 8:30, because Emma's school, PS 78, is starting 40 minutes earlier. Emma has mixed feelings about this.
I get 40 minutes extra when I get home, but it also means 40 less minutes to spend time with my mom. And sometimes I feel like I just don't get enough time with my mom. Now I have even less time.
Working parents and their children know time is precious. Nareen relies on a babysitter to pick up Emma each afternoon because she works in Manhattan.
Those 40 minutes she'll be spending with the babysitter, not with me. And then there's the added cost of it as well.
Nareen estimates she'll be spending an extra $3,000 this school year to have the sitter come an hour earlier each day. And that's just for one child. Some parents with children in elementary and middle schools are scrambling because both schools are now starting at the same time.
We're approaching one of the reasons why my son does not walk to school.
In Bayside, Gene McQuillan takes his children to school in a minivan. The neighborhood looks suburban with its single-family homes, but he says it's not safe for kids to walk because the cars go so fast.
People in the neighborhood who know that will take this road at 40, 50 miles an hour.
McQuillan's daughter is entering middle school, which still starts at 8 a.m. That would have been fine, except that his son's elementary school is also starting then, instead of at 8:40. His wife, Leslie Rubenstein, says she can't take him to school because she leaves for work much earlier.
You know, all summer we've been talking with friends who are in the same situation where they have a child in the elementary and a child who either will be starting or already is going to middle school. And how can we coordinate? Who's going to pick up the elementary school kids in the morning? Who's going to drive the middle school kids in the morning?
Thankfully, you know, we have a lot of friends and a lot of friends with minivans.
But it's not just the inconvenience that's bothering them.
Parents were not consulted at all about this.
The scheduling changes were made in June, right after the teachers' contract was ratified with its requirement for staff development time. A few principals made changes after protests from parents, but they didn't have to involve the families unless they wanted to start school before 8 a.m. And some families who missed the memo only learned about the changes over the summer. Nonetheless, there are some people who are happy with the change in schedule.
My husband works next to their school, so he would be able to drop them off at between 8 and 8:15 and then go to work.
Jennifer Chen says her husband used to be late for work when he would drop two of their children off in Chinatown because their elementary school didn't start until almost 9. Now that it's starting more than a half hour earlier, she says that's perfect because it also ends earlier and she's the one who picks them up.
They actually have more time in the afternoon to do more activities. You know, they have time to relax, they have time to take a snack, they have time to, you know, do homework and have dinner and shower and all, because usually there's a crunch time.
And with the elementary school getting out earlier, Chen has enough time to shuttle uptown to get her oldest daughter, Chloe, whose middle school finishes at 3:30. Chloe is happy, too, because her school starts later each morning.
I like to sleep.
There's just one problem. She shares a bedroom with her little sister, Sophie, who's got the earlier start time.
Is she going to wake you up in the morning, though?
No.
Yes.
No, she's not.
Yes, I am.
For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.